Thank you, Chairman. Good morning, everyone. First of all, I'd like to extend my sincere welcome to all the delegates attending here. And it's my pleasure to be here on behalf of the Central Union of Agriculture Cooperatives, Jay Zenchu, to explain our agriculture cooperative system today. My name is Masahiro Kondo. I'm working with Jay Zenchu as the general manager. Today, I was asked by the secretariat of this meeting to introduce basic point on our agriculture cooperative system. Therefore, first, I would like to explain the basic point for about 10 minutes, and then I will show you a video to help you understanding on our cooperative system. Is that all right? So today I distributed you the two materials. One is the pamphlet on our J. Zenchu, and the other one, another one is this the materials entitled on agriculture cooperative system. The first, I'd like to introduce briefly on our organization, the J.A. Zenchu. Please open this last page of this white materials. The Japanese cooperative system has the three-tiered organizational structure. The our J.A. Zenchu is the apex organization of our entire agriculture cooperative system. We call the agriculture cooperative movement. And the role played by the J.A. Zenchu is to provide the activities like management, auditing, education, and also policy representing activities to the government. And also, we are engaged in international activities. We are a member of ICA, International Cooperative Alliance, and the IFAP, International Producers of International Federation of Agriculture Producers. Also, we are on behalf of the total farmers in Japan. We are representing all the interests to the international trade. Negotiation like a WTO and FTA. Our business cost is met by the members' contribution. All the primary agriculture cooperatives, secondary federation, and tertiary federation, international federation, they are paying the members' membership fee to our J.A. Zenchu. And we are representing all the interests of the entire cooperative system in Japan. And our cooperative system, I think it is very different from your cooperative system. The Japanese cooperative system, the most characteristic point is one agriculture cooperative engaged in several types of business activities. If you open this page 15, it describes the types of the cooperative activities done by the one agriculture cooperative. Briefly, I would like to introduce. The one is the guidance activities. Guidance means the farm management guidance and the better living guidance activities for member farmers. And the one society engaged in the credit business activities, like financial activities or banking activities. And the mutual insurance, we call mutual insurance activities, is that the insurance, the normal insurance activities. And the engaged in the marketing of the farm products produced by members. And also we supply the agriculture production inputs, like a fertilizer and so forth, for member farmers. We call the purchasing business activities. And we also engaged in the utilization and processing activities. For example, in case of the utilization activities, the cooperatives own the country elevators for the use for the of the member farmers. And also we have the grading facilities of fruits or the vegetable and so forth. And the processing factory owned by the cooperatives. So such the we call the multi-purpose type of the agriculture cooperatives. And in case of the cooperatives in foreign countries, I think most of the cooperatives are engaged in one specific business activities, like a credit cooperative or horticulture cooperative, livestock cooperatives. That is a big difference, I think. And the, about the organizational structure, up to 1998, we had a three-tier system, but it's changing to moving to a two-tiered system. We are promoting the amalgamation of the prefectural federation into national federation from the 1998. In case of the mutual insurance business, the two-tiered system has been completed. And in case of the economic business activities, the 36 prefectural economic federation out of 48 prefectural economic federation merged in the national level. We call it ZENNO, National Federation of Agricultural Cooperative Associations, which engaged in the marketing and purchasing business in the nationwide. In case of the credit business activities, the amalgamation has been started since 2002, and up to present, 9 prefectural credit federation have amalgamated into the Norin Chukim Bank. And also, at the primary level, we are promoting the amalgamation. Now, 2007 and the end of the August, the total number of the agricultural cooperatives at the primary level is 811, 811. In 1980s, there were 4,200 primary cooperatives. It's almost the same number of the municipalities. And the number of municipalities is now 1,800. So the number of the JA is just a half of these municipalities. So we are promoting such amalgamation at the primary agricultural cooperative. So I give you some data. Average, the number of the employees per agricultural cooperatives is about the 260. And the officials, average number is 26. And in Japan, most of the farmers, I can say the almost 100% of the farmers are members of the agriculture cooperatives. And we have the two types of the membership. One is the regular membership. It's the regular member means the member is the farmers. And we have the another membership is associate members. They are not the farmers, that they are living in the territory of the primary agricultural cooperatives and using cooperative service, residing in that area. The total number of membership now is the 9,150,000 membership. And out of this, the number, regular member is nearly 5 million, and the associate member is 4.1 million. They are the total membership. Then, I think it's past 10 minutes. And I'll show you the video from now. I think it's help to understand our cooperative system well, I think. Yes.